Welcome to Fitness Fridays on the Construction Life Podcast, brought to you by Pure Motivation Fitness and myself, Coach Dimitri, your go-to expert for building strength, energy, and a blueprint for mindset. With over 29 years of body type training experience, coaching men and women to unlock their peak performance, I cut through the noise to give you the real, no BS strategies that will fit your lifestyle, whether you're on the job site or hitting the gym. No gimmicks, no fluff, just science-based back fitness, motivation, and the tools you need to perform at your best. Stay tuned because you're about to change the way you think about your health, performance, and mindset. Are you ready to kick it? Let's go. Welcome to Fitness Fridays, brought to you by the Construction Life Podcast. I'm your host,
Pure Dimitri. Motivation.
Pure, man. Motivation, fitness.
Put pure first, man. Honestly, put
the pure first. Construction Life Podcast.
No, pure motivation, fitness, and then in conjunction, whatever. No, TCL is on the bottom.
You got it.
I'll take the credit last. You take the credit first.
All right.
You're the one that's bringing the train of knowledge here,
you
man.
You got it. I'm dropping the knowledge bombs today. My name is Coach Dimitri, for anybody who doesn't know me. And we're here today, and we're talking about the truth about testosterone. We want to talk to you about, you know, the male body, how it changes. We want to talk to you about training principles, and let's debunk some myths, right?
Because there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. And I think that just like females have the menopausal term, and females understand that after a certain age, they get menopause. Well, andropause is the same thing for men. It's just a little hidden. And a lot of times men don't really pay attention to these things because men are a little bit more ego-driven. They're going to be a little silent. They're not going to want to admit to when things are off. They're going to want to be afraid of doctors.
But that's all because of testosterone? Low T?
Yeah. Andropause is from low testosterone, low libido, low strength levels. It starts building up. And
you can build it.
You can correct it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And again, if we're talking testosterone, I don't want to jump right away into TRT, but testosterone levels drop 1 to 2% every year after 30. You guys hear that? Every year after 30.
1 to 2%?
Yeah.
Every year.
Every year. And lifestyle can make this faster decline, okay? Strength training, quality sleep, and proper nutrition plays a key role. Okay, I just did a podcast with Funk Roberts a few weeks ago, and we talked about the truth of testosterone. And a lot of guys are now, they're associating with, oh, I got low testosterone, I'm gonna go on TRT. And everything's about the easy way out, TRT. TRT is steroids. TRT is taking smaller amounts of properly supervised steroids to help you out.
So let me ask you, you could produce TRT, right?
Your body has a certain amount of testosterone, but because of lifestyle habits, like if you're not strength training and training your legs, your testosterone is going to decline. It's natural. If your food and the foods you eat are highly estrogenic, you drink a lot of beer, you eat processed foods, you're not getting the proper macronutrients per day, you're eating so many bloody carbs and so little protein and so little fat, and everything's processed, that your body is just gaining fat. When you gain fat and your body's at a level of high percentage of body fat, the brain goes, hey, you know what? This testosterone is not really doing nothing. Since it's dropping, why don't we increase the estrogen level? So then you got man boobs kicking in, you got high cortisol, and the high cortisol is gonna produce a lot of inflammation in the gut, in the stomach area. So
is it similar to fatty liver disease? Fatty liver is
a process of it, bro, because
it's part of it.
Fatty liver disease, especially non-alcoholic fatty liver disease for men, is structured all from glucose.
Is that, like, I'm gonna assume, one of the fastest things that are growing?
Big time. Big time. And the reason is because of the normal response of glucose in the body. Let's take a pause and let's go into science here. So if I have an espresso right here, there's no sugar in it, right? So I'm going to take this, go down. The caffeine's going to kick into my body. Diuretic properties are going to kick in. If I don't drink this water, I'm going to start, you know, to go peeing a little bit. But if I was going to have a Tim Hortons coffee or an American coffee or Canadian coffee with a double-double, that glucose spike is going to get into the bloodstream. And let's say I have a bagel with that, even worse, or oatmeal and
cream cheese,
cheese and you know, a double-double and give me a bagel with butter. When I hear guys ordering that.
You know how many times I talk to a guy who's going, calls me in the morning and they're going through the drive-thru and I hear their order. Like, I'm like, dude, why are you... And a muffin. Can you add a muffin in there too, yeah, please?
So it's a good example, okay? So let's call him Joe. Joe's having a double-double or even worse, a triple-triple. It's not this small. It's a bloody extra large coffee. It's the size of
your water.
The size of this.
Yeah.
So they already have to drink maybe, you know, 8 to 25 ounces of water to replenish that. But the glucose in the bloodstream will spike high. So the brain's natural response is to say, listen, you got too much sugar in your blood, bro, and we want to have nice fluid blood. We don't want to have slushy blood like it's got. If you take a ketchup bottle and you're trying to shake up the last bits, it's thick. Mm. We don't want to have that thick blood. It can break blood vessels in the eye. It can affect circulation in the lower torso coming back up. So the body says, yo, pancreas, we need help. So the pancreas' job is to produce insulin. And insulin's job is to divert glucose out of the cells. And it's a fat-storing hormone. Now, we need insulin to live. Mm-hmm. So if first thing in the morning... And we'll go back to my philosophies. We go with body type. I'm an ectomorph. I can smash a double-double and a chocolate cookie and a bagel. And then 3 hours from now, I'm starving.
Yeah.
That's my body type. That's my training level. But for the person who's endomorphic, slow metabolism, if they eat that first thing in the morning, when that blood sugar rises, the body goes, yo, pick up the glucose and divert it. So pretend right now, like a police car, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to pick up these three pens and the sugar, and I'm gonna say, who wants it? And the body goes MLF. And no, it's not a MILF for all you guys watching.
MLF, okay.
It goes muscle, liver, fat. So if the body goes, yo, Joe, you just finished a workout in the morning, you did 45 minutes of Coach D's program, you did 10 minutes of interval sprinting at the end, we need high glucose, take some. So now it takes two or three of these pens, and it goes, you take the extra glucose. Still got two pens left. So the next source is liver. Liver goes, yo, I'll help out, take care. The body takes two of those. The fat didn't get nothing. Then he doesn't eat for 4 or 5 hours. Lunchtime comes. He's going to go out and he's going to have a big burger and fries or a big panino with two slices of prosciutto or three slices of turkey, cheese, and then a muffin. It's all bread with, instead of having a piece of steak in there, chicken breast or carbs. Salmon. Yeah, it's all carbs.
Which so is again, sugar.
Blood pressure, sugar spike. Hey, police, go ahead. Insulin comes in, pick, pick, pick. Now, if you're not working out, it bypasses the muscle. So now who's the first entry guy? Liver. So the liver keeps getting poisoned and keeps getting all this glucose. Now the liver's job is not to hold glucose forever. It's got so many other functions in terms of purifying the things in the body. So now the liver goes, I'll hold on to this. I'll store it as glycogen. And when you're in need, fight or flight, starvation mode, stress, I'm gonna dump a little bit back in to help you. So if we never had our liver holding the glucose, if you kept me captive in this room here today for 17 hours or 7 hours, I could still live because the glucose, the liver goes, hey, let me dump some back into the bloodstream. And that's why type 1 diabetics struggle, because if they're stressed, if they don't eat, but they do a hard workout, their blood sugar will rise because the body's in shock because the liver's dumping in glucose, right? Mm-hmm. So now that liver is getting all this extra sugar. And then the body goes, okay, you know what? I got it, Manny. Every day for the last 7 days, you've woken up, haven't trained, haven't slept. You keep dumping the shit food in my mouth. I'm going to bypass the muscle every time now. Just skip it and go liver fat, liver fat. We're going to help you get fat. So you're literally programming your body on autopilot like a Tesla to get you fatter for you. Now, there's a certain level either through alcoholic fatty liver or through high glucose fatty liver when cirrhosis kicks in. And just think of scar tissue on a liver, like it enlarges in size, it hardens. And after stage 2 cirrhosis, from what I've learned, it's non-reversible. So you're gonna have problems for life. Now, how do you fix that? Stop over consuming glucose. Move your
sugars,
body.
Sugars, all the sugars.
Yes, move your body, it's all the sugars. So that is one of the main...
And that's connected to testosterone as well, too.
100%.
Because it affects it.
Because if the liver's not functioning well, and you don't have high protein in your diet, and you're not strength training, now you have muscle atrophy. So I told you that we said 1% to 2% per year. Now, that's average studies for the main population. Some men lose even more. Because when you look at negative thought process, overworking, no sleep, high cortisol, one of the biggest...
You're just contributing.
You're contributing. And one thing I learned from Funk Roberts, which really educated me, even though I'm a smart dude, is he talked about, you know, proper sleep is very important because... For any human being, we heal when we're asleep. We grow when we're sleeping. We rest when we're sleeping. Our brain can kind of shuffle up. Okay, what's priority? And then it puts into priority. So when you're not sleeping, you're tired, and you're overworking, especially in the trades, testosterone drops. Muscle tissue drops even at a faster rate. For a woman, they lose 1 pound per year after 35. For a man, half a pound. So you do the math, you know, 20 years of inactivity, you're dropping down a lot of muscle. So when you drop muscle, high cortisol, low sleep, garbage diet, negative thoughts, now the body goes into a very low state and testosterone is going to go even lower. And the one thing he talked about was mental fitness. And I never paid attention to this, but it makes sense that if you want to improve your testosterone levels, you got to give yourself some form of mental fitness, which in his mind was, he talked about some form of breath work. And I know right off the hop now, people watching will be like, oh my God, here we go. These guys are talking about this yin yang shit, breath work. Breath work's important, bro. Because like Tony Robbins says, there's like the 5-4-3-2-1 rule where when you're stressed out, you give yourself 90 seconds or count backwards from 5-4-3-2-1 and stop it right away. If you notice you're stressed out, just 90 seconds, stand up, hands on your waist, just think about what you're doing. You'd be like, you know what? Do I really need to be stressed out right now? I can think about it later on. One. So have some form of breath work to control yourself, because the minute we're stressed, we breathe hard, blood pressure goes up.
Yeah.
It's all interlinked, okay? Number two, some form of meditation. Now, a lot of guys look at meditation as stupid, you know, not popular. It's a dumb thing. I don't need it. I'm a tough guy, bro. I'm a bricklayer. I've been bricklaying all my life. I'm a strong, I go to work. I pick up, look at these hands. I don't need to do this shit. Well, bro, have you ever sat for 5 minutes and just cleared your mind with a soft trace of music or nothing and just said, I'm Dimitri. I'm 47. Look at my life. Just be quiet and look at your life. And then you're going to start getting thoughts. Some of them is the negative self-conscious saying, you're not making money. Look at your body. You look like shit. You said you're going to work out. And then you have a little bit of the percentages, 10% positive from your faith, 90% negative. You can do it. Reach out to a coach. You're still healthy. If you don't got time to separate that from life and prime yourself in the morning, you're working all day with a threshold thermometer of high stress. So you're producing high cortisol.
It's going to crack one day.
And I think Rob Ford, yeah, Doug Ford's our premier of Ontario.
Yeah.
So Doug, Rob Ford, his brother, he died from one of the cancers that had to do with, you know, a body fat cancer in his midsection, right? And again, he was really, really big dude. So number one is breath work. Number two is meditation. And number three is journaling. And these three things that he mentioned, I stopped him right away and I'm like, bro, these are three things that affect the male ego. Because every man thinks, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to journal. I'm going to seriously write down how I feel. Come on, bro. Let's go to work. Be a real man.
Do a version of journaling. You don't necessarily have to take pen to paper. You don't have to write it on a piece of 2x4. I'm saying, you know what? You've got a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
You got a voice memo. You can actually just record it and then listen to yourself.
That's an amazing topic to do. And if I were your coach right now, I'd say, hey, you don't like smoking? Good. I want you to make 5 voice memos right now in front of me on this call of why you don't like smoking. I'm going
to
record
them. Send them to me.
Boom. And then as soon as you feel like having a butt, listen to it.
Yeah.
Think about it. You tell yourself that you hate binging at nighttime. I tell my clients, female or male, set a reminder at 9, set a reminder at 9:45, set one at 10:30, and then 10:45. And all of them are like, hey, you don't need to have chocolate. Hey, you don't need to have sugar. Hey, you're an inspiring role model. If you see those, it'll help you out. So journaling is something I do a version of it when I write to my kids or my wife. Those are things that prime you, because if you're like me and you're a spastic person, I wish I could control my emotions. My wife is the best at that. That's why we're a good pair. But if you say something to me and it's going to really affect me, I might react right away. I'm a Taurus. I might react right away.
You get older.
I get older and now I'm better.
Yeah, that's what
way
I mean.
Better.
Yeah.
But you tell me 20 years ago that my business is shit, I'll eat you alive.
It's the bull going down the hill. I know.
So with men with testosterone, when they're constantly agitated, when they're constantly being reactive and their stress level's high, you're producing high cortisol. Cortisol eats up testosterone, bro.
And here's the biggest thing about it. As far as I know, majority of men will never want to talk to anybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
If their testosterone, and I'll use the word testosterone, but if their dick ain't working,
mm-hmm.
then they don't want to talk to anybody
about
it.
They're embarrassed. And again, the first sign of that, as I'm going to tell men, stand in the mirror, look down, and if you can't see your private brother, it's time to hit the gym or hire a coach. The most amazing investment would be to pay $2,000 and say, please, coach, can you help me see my penis again? That's it.
I call it a dick do.
Let's make that into a reel.
If your gut sticks out further than your dick do,
I love it.
Then you got a dick do, right? You don't want a dick do on the job site. You don't, right?
And this is where men feel off. The good thing now is they're starting to recognize as they get older, I don't feel good, man. Something's off. Women are much more susceptible to understanding it and then speaking about it.
And they'll discuss it.
Men don't.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at lifting heavy weights. Like then guys think, okay, I don't got the time to go to the gym. I can't squat, bench press. I can't do all that stuff, you know.
But it's not heavy weights.
It's not supposed to be
First
that.
Of all, I want everybody to understand, and I hope that they know this, that what are the biggest muscles in your body, man-wise?
Legs.
Legs.
Legs, chest, back.
So just focus. But the problem is that as you get older, that's the reason why I'm constantly doing squats in the morning. I do lunges in the morning because I want that mobility,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I know that if I don't do this, I'm going to have problems ascending, descending stairs. I'm going to have problems. Like when you start having issues getting in and out of your work truck, you got to start to question why you're having issues getting in and out of your work truck.
And especially if you're doing a trade style work where you're functionally moving, picking up objects, twisting.
Yeah.
You know, the functional.
You need the foundation. You need your legs.
We need to understand that as human structures, and this is why I love the anatomy and why I'm still doing what I'm doing, because my dream was to be a doctor, a bone specialist. My mom's like, listen, you need a lot of money, go to school. We don't got that. So either you work and figure a way out or do something different. So this is similar in fashion, but the skeleton, in order to stay erect and strong and how beautiful God made us, we need a posterior chain.
Yeah.
We need a strong posterior chain to keep us erect, to keep the spine in neutral position so we don't start bending forward. We need to push and pull horizontally. I don't care if Elon Musk builds a Tim Hortons on Mars, we're still going to need to push and pull horizontally.
Yeah.
Push and pull vertically. Squat, lunge, hip hinge. Hip hinge is one of the most important ones. Hip hinge is when you do a Romanian deadlift. When you go from standing to pushing your hips out to work the glutes, the hamstrings, and the low back and the spine. We need to twist. We need to be on 1 foot running. And then we need to hold heavy objects. So
think about when you don't do that.
Then the skeleton starts breaking down.
Yeah.
From a structural standpoint, from a contractibility standpoint, from a hormonal standpoint, from a metabolic standpoint, from a fucking mindset standpoint. How many points can I put?
The body was designed to do these movements. That's the thing about it. They were designed to do it. So when you don't do it because of your occupation, whether it's an office job or if it's on a site job or whatever it is, if you're not doing it, mm-hmm. your body's going to tell you one day, you can't do this now.
And it's nice that you said that now, because when your body's telling you that something's wrong, you gotta pay attention to that, man.
Don't ignore it.
That little pain in the elbow that's bugging you, that you're like, it's okay, it's okay. Oh, you read something, could be tennis elbow. Okay, you go to work, you go through it. Now it's gotten to the point where you can't grab something. And then guess what? If you're in the work and the trades, you need to use your body, and you don't have money to go get PRP or to get proper therapy, now you're fucked, because whatever you can't perform at work is going to cost you in your pocket.
And it's just going to get worse.
Right. So testosterone is a very important thing. There's also this eating excessive processed foods. You can't optimize testosterone naturally, right? So the problem, if people could just recognize, you know what, we're a smart species. We've found ways to put chemicals in foods. So if I want to buy a box of cookies, they can sit in my drawer for maybe a month, month and a half, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 months. If I eat them, I'll still get that fake sugar rush. But we got to recognize that by eating processed shit that's man-made in packages and boxes, and you're ordering it from fast food, it's got 30% only of the natural nutritional qualities that you have in a burger, 30% of maybe real ground beef, and 70% fake. And that's going to affect you, because what you're eating is going to build this armor on your body. So if you keep gaining body fat and you're not going to the doctor regularly, you're not getting blood work done, checked, you're not checking your blood sugars. This is a really big one.
Yeah.
Type 2 diabetes. And you're not seeing your testosterone levels drop, what do you think you're going to do? You're going to go one day and be like, oh, I'm going to go on TRT. Well, bro, you can't even do squat or push-ups or a plank. You're going to have a doctor prescribe you TRT. It's not going to do nothing.
What's going to happen to it if you're actually not contributing to it?
Well, one, you're not going to get the full effect.
Will it just get flushed out through the body?
You're not going to get the full effect of it.
Yeah.
Two, in terms of utilizing it, your body can't, like, taking testosterone is the wonder drug. I'm 47 now. I don't mind experimenting when I'm 60. No problem. Been clean all my life naturally. I still want to lift and weights, and I want to swim butterfly when I'm older. So if I were to experiment at a later age, it's because I've done all the prep work. And now if you're naturally declining, go ahead. There's men out there who naturally have had a trauma happen to them. Just naturally, they're in low testosterone. So if they're going to go get some therapy prescribed to them, you can take creams. You can take oral testosterone. You can take injectable testosterone. Injectable is going to work the best because it's intramuscular versus going through the liver and all that. But taking it is not going to be like the Band-Aid to fix it. You got to do the prep work
it's
first.
It's not a miracle.
Which is the work, and then checking yourself out on a regular basis.
On future shows, I wanted to actually do a show specifically about alternatives to what the processed junk foods are. Mm-hmm. That you'll get better benefits. That's just a thought process as you were talking about that.
100%.
Because a lot of people are probably going to be asking, listen, I'm so used to grabbing this process or this sugar when here's an alternative that is just as good, if not better. But
if my wife would have made some more of those brownies she made this weekend, I would have brought them here today. You guys would have went nuts. She made them with 3 eggs, a banana, almond flour, and organic vanilla extract. Not 1 ounce of glucose.
No sugar at all?
No, I think she put 2 teaspoons of stevia, but she made like a whole tray, bro. And if you break down the number of the sugar, and it tasted amazing. And I'm like, this is great. She'll take Greek yogurt, and my daughter's really cool. My daughter will take dark chocolate. She'll melt it in the stove, Milena, and she'll get it to be like a liquid form. And then she'll take strawberries and grapes, and she'll, you know, put them inside, and then she'll put them in the freezer.
What's the percentage of dark chocolate that it becomes beneficial?
Anything over 70, 60, yeah, it's going to be good.
All right.
And then comparable, even if it's 50% dark chocolate, comparable to an O. Henry bar, you're going to get, you know, cornstarch, the garbage glucose versus that. But if people want to eat cleaner and healthier, they just got to do food prep.
That's all it is. Simple as that. But I'm just saying that the point is that we'll do a future show that where there's alternatives, right? You don't have to dive into that, right? So stat-wise, you got a stat here. What is it? 40% of men over 45?
Yeah, man. So a study of the American Urological
Almost half the population of men?
Urological Association found that nearly 40% of men over 45 have low testosterone levels, yet most don't realize it. That's nuts, bro.
Because they don't talk to anybody.
That's almost 50%.
They don't confront about it.
And now I would tell them how to recognize it, drop to the floor and give me 20 push-ups.
If you can't do it.
If you can't even support your weight coming down and up, you got a problem, bro. You don't need a doctor to tell you testosterone's low. If you're at the point where you're constantly out of breath, you can't walk a flight of stairs, you wake up with, you know, migraines in your head, you're negative, you don't have the energy or drive to make love to your wife, you got a problem there. And it's only going to compound so much more and make you be it's going to be like a destructive senior citizen lifestyle. Because at 70 years old, what do you want in life, bro?
What do you think is going to be like then?
I know, imagine. And that's where muscle tissue will atrophy as high as capacity. Because again, based on genetic type, if you're an ectomorphic guy like me, in your 70s, if your testosterone's low and you're not eating well, you're going to lose muscle like crazy. Right? So one of the myths that I put here is the science of building strength. And one of my first points here is lifting heavier with proper form is more effective than chasing high reps and light weights. So if guys can understand, cardio is not going to make you lose fat. Cardio will not build your testosterone. Cardio will not increase your anabolic process.
So the spike of lifting heavy
is way better, because if you did squats, a bit of a bench press or push-ups and a bent over row 3 days a week, and you did it with weight range between 60 to 75-80% of your max 1RM versus running every day for an hour and a half or 2 hours, you get far higher results, almost 1.5 times more with the 3 hours of training versus an hour and a half every day.
Really, huh?
Because remember, cardiovascular exercise stems from the word cardio, from cardia, which in Greek means your heart. So we're taking in oxygen. It's not a bad form, right? But you got to remember that in order for a car to move, you need the physical car, you need gasoline, but you need fucking tires. Mm. Without tires, you ain't going nowhere, right? So without strength training to build the structural capacity of the bone, to build density in the bone, to build the connective tissues that hold my wrist together, and then to build the strength in my forearm, so if there is something that's pushing me back, I can boom, bend down. Without those three levers working, the body breaks down. So cardio, in essence, is almost negative, because when you don't strength train, your ankles and knees and the hip socket do not get strong. Squatting is beautiful. Deadlifting, amazing. Lunging, amazing. Because it's stationary. It's slow in movement. You're not twisting, jumping. It's a squat. It's a natural primal movement. And then if I load myself, the body goes, okay, you're giving me a progressive overload. Today we did 10 pounds, next week 15, next week 20, next week 25.
Is it more directional, where the actual cause of the weight resistance going right to the muscle?
It's the load, and it's over time the progression. Because if I tell your body, do bodyweight squats for 1 week and do 25 reps every day, 3 times, got it. Your body goes, I got it, it programs, we're okay. If you do the same fucking thing for 3 weeks, your body gets used to it, now nothing changes.
And nothing changes.
But if we add 10 pounds, your body goes, whoa, a little bit of a load, it's harder. Okay, when he lowers himself past 90, the low back is weak. So why don't we strengthen the low back a bit more? Boom. Why don't we make the quads a little stronger? Why don't we increase the BMR? Why don't we increase his appetite? Why don't we increase his muscle tissue size? So all that shit. Now, when you're running, pounding of the ankle, pounding of the hips, pounding of the shoulder, pounding of the spine, versus rowing, which is going to be a horizontal row.
Less impact.
Less impact. Beautiful for your hamstrings, glutes, and your back. And it's like doing seated row every day.
So you'll get the benefit from rowing?
100%. But cardio needs to be done with intensity. So instead of, like, depends. If you're an endomorphic male and you're 70 pounds overweight, start off with a slow, steady state for, 35, 40 minutes in the morning, empty stomach, or when you're done your workout, 25 minutes. And then as you get stronger, cut it down to more high intensity, where you do 3 minutes of rowing, 3 minutes of treadmill sprinting, and then 3 minutes of elliptical.
But bang, high bang, bang. Impact. High intensity. It's got to be high.
So the body goes, whoa, high intensity, is different. Okay, you know what? We got to start changing systems and levers to be able to deal with that. So strength training is going to be one of the biggest ones. Recovery is important, because a lot of guys, they overtrain. It leads to fatigue, poor performance, injury of risk.
And it goes back to mindset, where it's like, I'm sore, I'm tired, I can't do it. Now I've missed 1 day,
exactly.
2 day, 3 day.
And again, my thighs are hurting today. This is 29 years of squatting, so they're going to get better in 24 hours. But imagine if I'm a new dude just starting and I go to the gym with a meathead and I do legs one day, and I'm a man who's in his 50s and I'm trying to lose weight. The poor guy's going to be so sore for 3 days or 4 days that he'll be like, you know what? This weight training isn't for me. Versus him doing a metabolic workout, which is going to be 5 movements. And typically you want to go with some kind of push, pull, either lower body or upper. And if you go lower body push, squat, upper body pull, a row. Lower body pull, a hip hinge, a lying hip thruster, upper body push, a push up, and then your last movement is jumping jacks. You're hitting the primal movements and cardio all into one. You don't even need a lot of weight. So the body gets attacked from different levels and different areas. So now you burn more calories. And if you're in a caloric deficit, you lose weight. But if the intensity is not high enough, you're not going to get the result you want. And people often think that, you know, I'm going to do chest. A guy came in yesterday with his wife. And he's like, I go, what's your goal? And he said, I knew he had to lose 40 pounds right away. He's like, well, he goes, I want to get a little bit more.
Just by looking at him?
Buddy, right away. You can see in his face. You can see in his stomach. You see the breast line. You can see how wide he was, endomorphic. And he goes, I want to get more buff. I want to get bigger. I want to put on more muscle. And I go, sir, I looked at his lean mass and I'm like, I'm 10% at 195 and I'm at 172 pounds of lean mass, right? The rest is fat. So 20 something pounds of fat. I go, you're at almost 200 pounds of lean mass and you're at 40% body fat. So you're already bigger than me and you're 5'11". We don't need to put no more muscle on you. We need to take a knife and shave off the shawarma and just take off the fat. So if men can understand body fat percentage is the primary gauge of health. And if you have to, and you can get body fat percentage fast. I got to go to a doctor, draw blood, wait for the test for my testosterone. So they said my liver, my enzymes, whatever, my cortisol, cholesterol. But a blood pressure test I can buy from Shoppers Drug Mart and just do them in the morning.
And you can do it right away.
My watch is going to tell me where my resting heart rate's at. I'm at 72 right now. I had my espresso. I'm pumped up. I've had 1,700 steps so far. So wearable technology is super important, especially for someone in the trades, because they're moving. They're moving their body. And the difference between behavioral habits, like we talked about last week, and you know, outcome variables is, Joel says, I want to lose 30 pounds this month. He goes to the gym, he goes nuts, nuts, nuts. He's not following a strict diet. He cuts out carbs. He loses 10 pounds in 2 weeks, feels great. And then he crashes because he's binging all day versus him buying a little watch, a Garmin. So he can say, oh my God, I hit 10,000 steps today. Oh my God, my resting heart rate's here. Oh my God, I hit 4 flights of stairs. By having ways to gauge where you are, it's going to indirectly impact your testosterone. And you have to understand that when you're looking at testosterone, if we talked about the state complex theory, as we spoke about last week, if your identity of being a dad bod is okay, you're done. If you're okay with a dad bod and you're like, and you make fun of yourself and you know, the Al Bundy, you know, TV show that used to air and all these men that make it cool, they wear t-shirts. There was, I went to the US and I remember my wife and I looked at someone's t-shirt and he goes, I've got a dad bod. What do you want to do about it? And I'm like, how can you wear that? So the dad bod mentality needs to understand that muscle loss accelerates after 40. I don't give a shit how you feel. I don't care if you're rich and poor. Muscle loss.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't fucking
geographically
matter.
Doesn't matter.
Europeans, Asians. Depending if you're in a higher climate, you're going to lose even more. Because higher climate, you're sweating more. Yeah, you can burn more body fat. But if you're not fueling your body with more protein and more water, you're dehydrated. If you're dehydrated, you're probably going to eat a little bit more shitty. In hotter climates, it's hard to work out in resistance training because it's hard to train in a gym. So you got to pay attention to that, right? You got to also look at the fact that maintaining your lean mass is key for injury prevention and metabolism. So yeah, testosterone is important, but instead of trying to find the one thing to focus on, testosterone, focus on all the salad, bro. Maintain muscle, injury prevention.
You still need the muscle.
So instead of them focusing on, well, my testosterone's low. Okay, no problem. People have cancer and they still live through it. Magic Johnson's still alive and the guy had AIDS from fucking 2 decades ago. So if you have a dad bod, if you have low testosterone, you can fix that. You can make changes. But you got to understand that there's got to be some point in time in your life when you say it's going to happen. Mobility, flexibility, joint care, they're just as important as lifting heavy. Because if you're a man and you're in the trades work or you're sitting down in a corporate job, and your job revolves you to pick up stuff or to move around, if you're not stretching your hamstrings and you're not able to turn around and just touch your toes, bro, with your feet straight out. That means that when you stand in a vertical position, you bend in a flexion mode where you bend over, your glutes and hamstrings are so tight that they stop and prevent the hips from moving. So now the hip can't forward tilt or tilt posterior wise. And if your hamstrings are tight, you can't get the full range of motion for certain exercises. So now that muscle belly is not fully activated and only a portion's activated. Well, what happens one day when you go to grab a fucking a tool from the ground?
And that's what's gonna
boom.
Stay closer. Yeah. Or bring the mic closer to you.
There we go. Yeah. So if you do that.
No, and that happened to me recently because all of a sudden I started getting a pain on my hip. And then I discovered that it was basically bronchitis. No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
Yeah, it was. And then the solution was stretching. I had to overextend that muscle now. Mm-hmm. And after a couple of days of the overextension of doing 4 key exercises.
Your range.
It went away.
Well, think completely of gone. Ball and socket. You got your
feet. I know. And that's just one part of your body.
That's how right. Your body's going to move in that area. So if the tendons and ligaments and joints connect them are too tight, especially in the shoulder, the worst for men. Because if you're always in an anterior world of this working, hammering, pushing, pulling, you're not retracting your scapula. You're not pulling your body back. Your lats, rhomboids are not working. So that means that this is going to be internally rotated. Well, if I raise my hand up, that's the range of motion I got versus right behind my ear.
Way, yeah.
So that over time is going to cause shoulder injuries, shoulder issues.
You want to constantly be, that's where the mobility, flexibility, you want to constantly be hyperextending your muscles,
mm-hmm.
but in a safe manner.
100%. Right? And remember, muscle tissue is beautiful because the way the muscles are created is they want elasticity. They want concentric and eccentric movement, but they want load. And the reason why men and women lose muscle tissue as they age, it's not because of your fucking age. It's so stupid. Well, you're turning 60, you're gonna lose muscle. No, that's not fool. My mom's 78 and she deadlifts, you know, an 80-pound kettlebell and she still trains with she can do 25-pound dumbbell presses. It's because there's no load on the muscle. Now, this is where tradespeople have a bit of an advantage. So instead of thinking negative, guys, your advantage is you're using your body. If you're a bricklayer for 20 years and your core, although you may have a big belly or you're not fit, your core, your wrist and joints have been moving for years compared to a desk junkie. Corporate CEO of a massive company. He makes millions of dollars, but you ask the guy to squat, he'll break his hip because he's so weak. Whereas the guys in the trades are on their knees, they're tiling, they're doing things, they're carrying drywall over their head. They have a bit of a head start, but
yeah, I was just
this is where they say, bro, my job is physical all day, I don't need to work out. And that is a bad mentality.
But it's the repetitive action, right? So we start talking about trades that are always on their hands and knees, tile installers, drywall, lifting large mm-hmm. amounts of weight in awkward positions.
One hand always.
Yeah, exactly.
Drilling their hand.
Roofers and bundles of shingles, like bricks, constantly grabbing a brick or a block, and then constantly repetitive action of laying that
forearm
one.
Forearm tendon issues.
So there's like, you have to, if anything, it's more critical that tradespeople work out and exercise and stretch and create that flexibility and mobility.
I like what you just said there. It's more critical and more important for the tradespeople because you're using your body. It's like when you're an accountant and if you ask any accountant, they always have carpal tunnel. Their wrist is always doing this. Cause look, it's a little bit of movement, but it's constant movement. That's not going to be doing flexion, extension, retraction. They're not pushing and pulling weight. So it's going to be a problem to them. And over time, like you said, if you're not flexible, if you're not mobile, when you go home and spend, you know, 5-10 minutes on basic mobility, the next day when you go to work, if I keep doing a small movement, muscles get tighter. When you get stronger, that's why I tell guys, stop doing crunches, because Rocky Balboa crunches are wicked when you're at a low percentage and you don't have a lot of fat and you really want to load the muscles by stretching down and coming back up. But the better movement is a plank.
Yeah.
Because if you constantly work your abs and your chest and your shoulders, the muscles get tighter and shorter. So if you're not flexible to get range of motion, they're going to pull other bones and other joints in the improper area or ranges.
I like that you've been doing some posts recently where I've been seeing them and you're showing proper form.
Very important.
Get rid of the ego. It doesn't matter about trying to get, you know, weights that are a lot higher than your buddy, your friend, or whatever they did. Mm-hmm. And then you're sacrificing the form. And, you know, that makes no sense, man. You might as well do it less weight and do it properly and then work your way up.
Build up gradually. Weight. An example was yesterday morning. Squats have always been my passion for training. Squats and deadlifts, the two most important movements any human can do. But I've been squatting for so many years that if you look at the back of my neck, I got like a little lump on the bottom of my cerebral spine, which is calcification from the barbell. You know, me again having an ego. I don't want to have a towel or a sponge on my back. I'm a just real man.
Working his way on.
It's just, and because of that, the weight, and even my doctor, he goes, does it bug you? I said, nope. Well, your body, my body's natural response was to calcify and build like a thicker bone, a pad, because it was a barbell with 200 to 300 pounds on my back. It's not natural for a human. It's an ectomorph to do that week after week. So I told myself with Dr. Saman, when we trained, I said, you know what? I don't need to prove to no one no more that I'm a heavy squatter. I can squat a plate. When I get to 225, I'm like, that's my limit. But we did all unilateral movements. We did Bulgarian split squats, where you put your leg on the back of a bench and you use your front leg to lunge. For anyone watching, you do that with body weight, you'll be destroyed for a month because it's the best movement. And it's so important to do unilateral training to split the legs apart for balance, coordination, ankle stability, clarity with the brain to focus on balance. And then we did lunges, we did one-legged leg press, we did everything unilaterally with one leg. Today my legs are so sore in new areas that I haven't hit, and I didn't touch my back and my spine, and I feel great. Because remember, when an astronaut goes into space, I was listening this morning because of Elon bringing back the US guys, when an astronaut goes into space, their spinal column will increase, if they go more than 6 months, will increase up to 2 inches in height. Because without gravity, the discs in the sponge and area, that fluid area, it doesn't have nothing compressing.
That much, eh?
And it can increase. But the problem is, and this was so cool, that's why I love listening to both sides, when it increases and they get, because one of the astronauts that came back was 2 inches taller. But then guess what happens? When you get back to gravity and that weight pulling down, then you cause problems in the spine, because the spine went from this space to now this gap again in pressure. So people have
build
to
build up a fluid or something.
Fluid. It was more relaxed. Their body was stretched out. Now they're coming back to the compression. That's why when astronauts come back and you watch the videos from yesterday, they have them sitting in these specific chairs. They're not allowed to stand up for a while. They're not allowed to do movement. No, because their body's not used to it, bro. Organs, everything in the body is just spaced out and stretched out. Like bone density, after I think a 6 month period, they lose I think 1 to 2% of bone density, and the thickness, because of the fact that there's no load. We need load in our bodies.
That's why they're constantly exercising out there.
You got it. And you look at a senior, that's been training for years, and you look at one that's never trained, they're fragile, they're like frail.
Yeah, they're hunched over, yeah, and man, it's almost like they're compressed, right?
Right. And again, testosterone should be like the Batman symbol, okay? The Batman symbol that shoots out. Testosterone should be what reminds men, hey, I'm a man, I'm not a woman. So if I'm a man and I have this gift, because if you give women testosterone, they're gonna get stronger, build muscle, they may grow hair on their body, they're gonna get deeper voices, they'll look bigger than me and any bodybuilder. So if it's a wonder drug and God gave it to us, utilize your natural abilities to its maximum. If you feel like you hired a coach, and a good coach will take you on board. And for anyone out there watching right now that's hired a coach, whose coach never said, hey, let's do a proper body comp. I want blood pressure, resting heart rate. I want body fat percentage. I want visceral measurements. I want girth measurements. I want strength tests. And Manny, do me a favor, go get blood work. Well, I got my blood work, I'm okay. You're not okay, bro, because your waistline's fucking 50 inches. Like, stop talking shit. I had a guy come in, he's like, oh, I went to my doctor, I'm fine. I'm like,
you went to the doctor and he's fine?
I think doctors are, some doctors are idiots because they don't give a shit to care enough to say, hold on, Manny, before you leave my office and I see you in 6 months, what are you gonna do different? Tell me. 1, 2, 3. Okay, awesome. I'm gonna have my reception call you in a month to just ask if you did that.
No, I've never heard of it.
Never happened. Yeah. But a personal trainer like me and my team,
they do it all the time.
They do it all the time. And they charge a fraction of the fee, and people still say, I gotta think about it. So So I tell people, can I ask you a question? Like before you came here today, I'm sure you thought about whether you want to lose weight or not. I'm sure for the last 7 months, you said you want to lose weight and you told me you're not confident, you don't like your lifestyle and your doctor gave you these markers to work on. What's there to think about? Is it the price or the program? And they'll say, well, it's the price.
It's the person.
It's the person. That's the best thing to say.
It's the person.
It's not the price of the program, because if you need something that's expensive, that's what credit cards are made for. You go ask your family, listen, I need help. What's wrong? I need you to lend me $3,000. Why? I'm buying a program with a coach. Really? But do me a favor. I'll slowly pay you back. And if the person loves you, like, you know what? No problem. I'll help you out. But make the change. Do well. Bro, if you spend $3,000 for even $6,000 for a year and you get the results, your life, you'll look at that as a joke. And talking about testosterone levels, one of the guys that is in my group, Derek, Derek Spencer, his wife heard me on a podcast, on a real estate podcast, okay? This is a funny story, really quick. She heard me on a real estate podcast. She heard I talked about body types. She's a CrossFitter, so she's a very fit lady, okay? I think she's in her late 40s, very fit, bro. But her husband, Derek, really cool dude, never trained, retired a little earlier, right? Successful dude, great husband, just never really fell in love with training. She brought him to my club. She comes, goes, can you help my husband? He came over. We did his body comp. I told him the good and the bad. Right away, he took action. He goes, you know what? Let's start. And I was like, wow. I'm like, any questions? Like, usually there's an objection. And I got to go through fucking a wall of objections. Nope, I want to get someone to change. Bro, the guy went from 34% 4 months ago to 20% body fat. He lost 14% body fat.
Over 4 months.
That's fucking nuts. Like, I'm not good with my math.
He was committed though, right?
14 divided by 4. He lost 3.5% body fat each month. And all he's doing is logging his food daily. He's following my workouts. And then on Sunday nights, he gets a check-in form and it says 5 questions to answer. And then when I check in with him, he'll either come, and this guy doesn't even live near my club. He lives like 2 hours away. He'll drive to my club with his wife. He gets a body comp on my in-body machine. Every 2 weeks, he does a class or he trains with me and he's out.
How's he feeling today?
Bro, amazing. His energy level's
up. He's what, in his 40s or 50s?
I believe he's just turning 50. If I got your number wrong, please don't forgive me. But now we took him off the weight loss program he's on and he did a year with me. So he did 4 months. We're scrapping that program. Now we're going to go on the ectomorphic mass building program. Now I got to retrain his brain now to think like me. Meathead lifting, heavy carbs, big meals. And he just went through 4 months of the opposite scenario to get to where he is. Whereas I know guys that train in gyms and community centers and you see them month after month, week after week, no change in their body, but they're paying $60 a month. They're paying $80 a month.
Running the motions.
It's like, why are you wasting your time for?
I was going to bring up, you know, you remember back in the day, the early 20s, you'd have all your group of friends. Mm-hmm. You'd all train.
Go together.
All train.
Six guys doing bench press.
Exactly. They all work out together. That became, I remember those some days, like you basically be in there for about 3, sometimes 4 hours, right? That shit don't happen when you get older. Mm-hmm. I don't see clubs. I don't see groups of men coming to the gym together in their 40s or 50s or 60s.
That'd be a cool thing to do, man.
I think it would be like, what's that club? Like
a men's over 40 workout and then a women's over 40
because
workout.
Because we're all a reflection of, you know, how you are. Like one, if you're in a group of friends, then, you know, you're a reflection of the rest of the group of the friends.
100%.
So I'm assuming that if you're having health physical issues, your friends were probably having the same kind of issues.
Exact same.
So that means you guys should all get back together, rekindle the 20s, and get into the gym and start doing, not saying 3 hours of training, but at least doing an hour of training and then coming together as friends to do it.
Well, you're talking about support systems and this is where men need tribes. And what's really cool, I have a WhatsApp group that I started over a year ago with the guys in my group. And there's about, you know, almost 30 guys in there from around the world, from different areas, the US, the UK, Toronto, different areas. And some guys are quiet. They never post. They're my clients. I check in with them.
They're spectators.
And then there's some guys in the group, Scott, Julian, you know, and every day they're posting their meal, their workout, flexing, they're giving words of motivation, guys that drop. And that little tribe of members is helping everyone indirectly. Because now the guys that are quiet can say, well, I'm new in this group. And you know, I got two kids and I thought I was alone, but there's a bunch of other guys in the same bloody position. And when Dimitri blasts them in the group, and calls them out for their shit, you know what? We care together. So I think support systems are very important. That's why I keep going back to, do you have a problem? Yes or no? Yes. Okay. Boom. Check mark. Number two, can you fix this on your own? Yeah. Do it. If it didn't work after a month, go pay for it. Because when you pay attention. And then if you're paying for help, and let's say you can't afford a coach, then you can ask friends to be your supportive crew. You can go, like you said, to the gym with 2-3 guys. You guys do a little mini metabolic circuit.
But I think it's also beneficial too, because now you guys can all talk to each other and go, and listen, do you have a dick do? What's going on
a
with
dick
the
dick do?
I'm just saying.
I love that.
You can start talking to each other and you start going, yeah, I'm having a problem with this. I'm having a problem with that.
Yep.
Which all of a sudden this could turn around your relationship with your significant other. It could help with your eating habits. You could start talking about different meal preps that you're each doing, where you guys are getting certain foods or what you learned. What are the supplements that you're using? You could talk. That's it. You can just be at the gym. It's almost like being on the golf course. You know exactly. What I mean? Minus the beer and the cigar smoking, well, but you're in the club.
There's an example, bro, of a sport. Like, don't get me wrong. I think all sports are great.
It's a business sport.
To me, I look at golf as more of a technical sport. It's more of, it's like a math sport. It's like chess. You got to hit it. There's a certain angle. It's all about, because when I try to play golf, bro, I can't even hit the ball. I dig holes. But then you get little kids that bang, it goes for miles. But golf is like a leisure, business, networking sport.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Guys will go for 4 hours in the good weather. Talk about, okay, if you're making money and you're growing, great. But 4 hours of golf, bro, you could have been in the gym in 60 minutes in and out and then went to go play your golf game. So it's a matter of priorities. And so again,
you have the support group, you go to the gym, and then right. You start doing the same conversations that you're having on the golf course as you are in the gym.
100%.
Be beneficial, right?
But I think it comes back to when you look in the mirror, are you looking in the mirror with the lenses of fear or courage? You got 100%. Two fucking glasses. You either put one on, say, you know what? I don't like where I'm at right now. I want to improve. I'm going to somehow get some help, whether it's for free or whatever. And even if I fail, I'm going to micro fail. And micro failing is what I tell every member to do, where you make a mistake, you learn, fix it, move forward. You're not going to make the mistake again, right? If you bring on a wrong guest here and they're swearing large and they start bringing politics and religion to the place, and you're like, bro, I told you no religion. You're not going to bring the same guy back on.
Yeah.
Simple as that. So if you're not around someone that can call you out, or a proper coach, or your wife, or your family, or a group of boys, guys, whatever it is, to help you out. When your testosterone drops, your natural libido to fight back is less now. So you're going to war with one pistol versus a pistol, grenade, machine gun, ready to go. And when you continuously try to do it by yourself, the worst thing for a man to be is alone. A negative man who's alone is dangerous. A man should not be crying alone, because when we're crying alone and we start getting destructive, very destructive, where women can be more social. So guys should just remove the masculine face that you got to be this perfect guy, this strong dude, and just be open and tell your coworker, hey, bro, do me a favor. You don't smoke, right? No. How come you don't smoke? Blah, 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 blah. Do me a favor. We work together for this 8-hour shift. Every time you see me pull out a cigarette, can you break my balls? Can you call me out on it? Can you tell me to have a gum instead? That little friend telling you, hey, bro, you said no smoke gum. Okay, shit, put it out. Get two gums, get some water.
It'll help.
That'll help, bro. Mm. But it's the person, like you said, I like that. Is the price or is the pro? It's the person.
It's the person.
And you need to want it or you don't want it. And that's it.
How important is sleep contributing to testosterone?
Big time, bro. Big time. Because... and this is one thing that Funk Roberts brought to my attention as well. You can have the best workout, the best diet. If your sleep is malnourished, you can't make up for it.
And you're talking about proper sleep.
Proper sleep. And what he also mentioned was, instead of like, okay, 7-8 hours of sleep with poor REM sleep, where, you know, where your rapid eye movement and your body's in state of sleep is important, right? So it's very important to recognize when you're going to bed, there's precursors that are going to get you wired, right? I like absorbing info. So my wife knows in the morning, like when I'm getting ready, I'll wake up and I hit Tony Robbins. There's a pastor that I listen to, Stephen Furtick, and or there's an athlete, or there's, I'll always put something on the corner, Andrew Huberman, and I'm listening to a podcast as I'm getting ready, dressing, if I'm by myself.
Because you're doing it because you want key phrases or key words to
I want to learn. Like I want to, I'm going to die soon, bro. I'm going to die one day.
Yeah, of
I'm
course. 47. Every single one of
us. We're going to die.
Yeah.
So if I'm in a job where I'm in front of people, I'm talking, I'm calling people, my time for Dimitri is like this because of my kids, my family, my fucking members, my online clients, my check-ins, my drive time, my workout time. So Dimitri has this much time now. Before, when he was single with my wife and I was no kids, pure bodybuilder. I'm down to here. So if I don't have time to listen to positive people that are giving me little bits of information, I will really easily go negative. Because as much as I'm a positive guy, I'm doing podcasts, I'm healthy, whatever. If you give me a month of bad episodes in my gym, you take me away from the gym for 7 days and I don't work out, there's a different Dimitri. You take me for 2 weeks away from the gym, I'm starting to get destructive. I'm really quick. I'm aggressive. I'm mad because in the back of my head, we went away for a week on vacation. Last week to Punta Cana, I trained every day when I was there. I swam for an hour deep into the ocean. I walked with my wife in the morning. I trained in the gym as well. 3 workouts a day. I had 4,000 calories of food a day, everything under the sun. But then we came back because my work was so behind. I did what most guys do for the rest of their life. I go, don't worry about the gym. I'll put it aside. I'm a fucking gym owner. I could pull out an hour to go work out, half an hour. I go, I'll do it later.
Yeah.
Tuesday went by nothing. Wednesday went by nothing. Thursday, I went Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then I was snappy. My kids recognized I was in a bad mood. My manager goes, bro, what's wrong, man? I can feel in your energy. And that's where I recognized people like me who are practicing and telling people to preach. When you're off, the world's going to notice it. So,
but the other side of that too is when you're on,
yeah,
they're going to notice it.
So because I never worked out and I was trying to overwork myself, that was affecting my mood and everything. So sleep, to answer your question, when you're able to have the precursors of, okay, before I go to bed, instead of priming myself with fucking social media and listening to something negative, I'm going to listen to soft music. So I'm going to set up 2 alarms, one at 10 and one at 10:30. And then 10 o'clock says, hey bro, in half an hour, you're going to bed. Then I'll hit snooze or shut. Then 10:30 comes on. Hey, bro, get in bed now. You said you're going to do this. And then you set up one more for like 10:45, which says you're an ass, go to bed. And if you're sleeping, you're already in bed.
Yeah.
Those precursors can help you because once you get into the pattern of a good night's sleep, your body will recognize it, will give you the fuel the next day. You'll have clarity. You'll be happier. Your muscles can heal, bro. Your muscles can grow,
that's
bro.
That's the purpose of sleep.
You need your that body sleep. Can eat fat for yeah. energy throughout the sleep in the day. So sleep is very important. And some people just try to muscle through it where they don't really need it. And that's a big problem.
What's this last point you got here? What is this, from the Mayo Clinic?
The National, where are we here? Yeah, Mayo Clinic. So a study found that men over 40 who strength train at least twice a week reduce their risk of metabolic disease by 35%. That's nuts. And metabolic disease is those clusters. It's going to be fatty liver. It's going to be atherosclerosis. It's going to be blood pressure issues. It's going to be type 2 diabetes. And all this shit's going to help. It's going to be worse with dementia as you get older, man. It's like people don't recognize the life they want to live versus the life they're living. And then it goes back to that prism I told you, your state.
Yeah.
Your state, your focus, your physiology, your language, your why, your identity. So I always try to tell people when they hang up a phone with me, and I told Tia this last week, and she's in Detroit. I said, do me a favor. I said, if you were to meet the Tia 2.0 version, and she's the one who lost 60 pounds, I come to Detroit, we're having lunch with your husband and the kids, and we're talking, what would she look like? And she was describing what she would look like. What would she do during her week? And she was telling me what she would do. And I'm like, imagine how you would feel now if you went out to a coffee shop and you saw that girl ordering coffee. She would be in a different zone. Her body language is different.
Her posture would be different.
She wouldn't need the cookie. If yeah. she wants to eat out, she'd wake up early. She'd train. I go, in order for us to get to her, You're going to have to suffer a bit. You know that? She's like, I'm ready. And that's the problem. People want quick fucking fixes. So if you can suffer in proper silence for 3 months, 6 months, and I don't mean suffer where life is shit. I mean physical sweat equity. You're going to have to work out. You're going to have to get proper coach to help you out.
Is 3 months really that long of a period of time for people to see a change?
You can get wicked results.
Listen, we're already past 3 months of the year.
Yeah.
And 2025
started 90% of people quit their resolutions. In February, stats show that 90% of people who start a goal in January quit by February.
I've never paid attention to that.
So that's why I believe if you have standards of who you want to be, that's gonna make you a better person. And then to topple this off with testosterone, and everybody watching, the next week when I come on here, I'm going to bring my little journal so I can read to you my mantra. And if you look at the first page of my mantra, it states, you know, I'm a confident father. I'm able to accomplish anything life will bring me. When the devil brings me negativity, when it brings me situations of, and I listed out who I am. I am first and foremost strong for my father. I'm a leader for my members. I'm a leader for my team. Write that shit out and look at it and read it. And if you read it every day, I don't want to say brainwashing, but you're in a way self-motivating you. You're teaching yourself to live that mantra. Because if you wake up every day and just read three words, I am overweight, and you just read that word and then went to do your whole day's done.
That's all you're thinking about.
That's it. So guys need to wake up and recognize, okay, this is a serious thing, especially if you have kids. There's no excuse. If you have kids, man, and you're living a life that's not healthy for you and your family, you're going to die of regret. And it's going to be painful past 50 because now you're like, bro, now what?
But you're also teaching your kids those lessons.
100%. And I know my kids are growing up right now. I know my son, for many parents growing up with teenagers, there's a book by a psychologist that's called, you can Google it, I Hate You, I Hate You, Leave Me Alone, But Can You Drive Me to the Mall with Susie? It's some kind of weird sentence like that. And the whole book, when I bought it, because my mentor told me to get it, it talks about parents understanding how to deal from 14 to 21 years old. And it talks about the different phases of your kids. And it talks about as they go through different phases from 14 to 16, what their priorities are. From 17 to 18, 19, they're very confused. They're trying to find themselves. So when you tell your kid, your daughter, do this, they kind of want to be like, well, I want to do it on my own. At 21, the book says they recognize all the stuff you did and they'll come to apologize. They come say, thank you, mom, I really appreciate it. So my son knows that Arnold's encyclopedia, Be Useful, is sitting in his room. I gave my 12-year-old son that because I tell him, you better read one page a week. And even though he hates it, one page a week. And he knows that I'm a hard ass. And he knows that his friends don't really like me as much because when I pick up the phone, I'm like, yo, do your homework. Okay, I'm hanging up his call. Boom. I don't let him play too much in the station. He's got to work out every day. He's got 40 pull-ups and 40 push-ups because I bought him a pull-up bar. I'm putting all these things in place for him. And I want him to compete in judo and wrestling and basketball because I want to build him into a strong young man. So when he's 18, 19, 20, he's not going to turn around and, oh, I got anxiety. I can't go to school. I can't go to work. I got mental health issues. Bro, wake up. If someone murdered your family member, I get it. You're going to have problems with your health. If you had a car accident and something, I get it. My father had a car accident when he was 19. He killed the person behind him. He paralyzed his best friend. He was in a coma for 4 months. When he came out of the coma, he was fucked up. No one in his family realized it. This was 47 years ago. Because of that fucked up shit that happened, no one told my mom. When he got married, he was fucked up. And that's why he left our family because he couldn't live and he couldn't handle and he was into alcohol. And so because of the mental health issues that people are having, it destroys families and future generations. So when you mold your kids and you are the molding force, they will say, you know what, Dad, thanks. I appreciate that. And we all need that.
I could totally see
that. And not too many people have that in their lifestyle. Right?
Thanks, Coach D. I appreciate it, man. It's always an eye opener.
And Fitness Fridays, baby.
That's it. Every single one. We'll drop it down and then everyone gets it. And then again, to reach out to you.
You got it. If you live in the city of Vaughan, GTA, We have a beautiful fitness studio in Vaughan, Pure Motivation Fitness. We cater to the 40 crowd, 40 plus crowd. And we're not a gym, we're a fitness studio.
You're kicking out the youngins?
You know what? I have no problem for them, but I have a mission. God put me on this planet for three reasons: to motivate, educate, and inspire. And he gave me, and this is how I've brainwashed myself. And I told myself as a young child, you're winning all these medals, you're doing well in sports, you're doing it because God's giving you a reason to do so. So I built up this identity of, even if it's not true, of who I'm supposed to be. So I want to give it back and I want to pay it forward. And I want to help people that are my age and older, who have kids and a family, who can't do it. Because from 20 to 30, bro, you got no excuse.
You're all rock stars. Everybody's,
you're all rock stars.
I get it.
Then you get married, you gotta save money, a future career. So if you're in that area, you need help, visit us at the studio. If anyone messages me on social media and said, hey, I saw you in Construction Life podcast, automatically a 7-day free pass. Or if you're listening to me from abroad and you're in a different country, different state, I don't care if you're in Thunder Bay, message me on social media, Dimitri Jankoulis on Facebook or on Instagram, and let's have a strategy call. Let's sit on a Zoom call like this, man to man, man to woman, whatever it is, and pour into me. Pour into me with what's wrong with your life. I'm gonna do three things. I'm gonna talk to you about your current state, your future state, and the gap and what's missing. And then if there's four areas that are missing in the gap, we start looking at how you can knock them down. I'll tell you exactly how to do that.
Awesome, man. Dude,
sit, baby.
It. Always great to see you.
We'll see you next week, guys. Next week. Peace out. Welcome to Fitness Fridays on the Construction Life podcast, brought to you by Pure Motivation Fitness and myself, Coach Dimitri, your go-to expert for building strength, energy, and a blueprint for mindset. With over 29 years of body type training experience, coaching men and women to unlock their peak performance, I cut through the noise to give you the real, no BS strategies that will fit your lifestyle, whether you're on the job site or hitting the gym. No gimmicks, no fluff, just science-based back fitness, motivation, and the tools you need to perform at your best. Stay tuned because you're about to change the way you think about your health, performance, and mindset. Are you ready to kick it? Let's go.